Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Several Georgia Republicans broke with their party today during a House vote on disaster relief. The multi-billion dollar aid package includes money for states impacted by natural disasters, including Hurricane Michael. That storm caused billions in losses to Georgia agriculture. President Trump has opposed the measure because it includes funding for Puerto Rico. Republican Austin Scott represents parts of South Central Georgia. He voted in favor of the funding. Speaking in a House Agriculture Committee hearing yesterday, Scott called out the White House.
There's a disconnect in what is actually coming out of the administration and what the administration is telling us they're going to do.
Scott was joined in his vote by Georgia Congressman Rick Allen and Buddy Carter. Almost all of the increased state spending will go to pay raises for teachers and state employees in the next fiscal year budget. Governor Brian Kemp signed the record $2.5 billion budget today. Teachers and other certified public school employees will each see a $3,000 raise. The Atlanta Beltline is making its largest commitment ever to making housing more affordable for Atlantans. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms and the Beltline announced nearly $12 million will be set aside in the organization's 2020 budget. Most of the funding will go toward purchasing land and pre-development. The Beltline is tasked with producing over 5,000 affordable housing units by 2030. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.